How did they like the, for instance, how did they like the school?
Oh, they liked it fine. No, we had big schools.
How did they light it? Was it electricity, or did you have...
No, wood stove. Had wood stove. And children had to walk for miles and miles at school and hit cold and cold, and the little ones come in crying with their hands, you know, hurting them, they're so cold.
Granny, how far did you have to go to school?
Just a little piece, about far from here at the store up there, a little further. Just across the creek.
And there was over 100 children in the school. What did most of the people do in the community? Were they farmers or?
They're all farmers. They were all farmers. Wasn't anything for them to do at all.
What about Ronald was telling me about these mussel fishers? Like,
well,
did you hear that?
No. Well, that was my children. They mussled.
You didn't mussel at all.
No. I cooked out shells. I cooked out mussel shells, and I enjoyed hunting the slugs, trying to find me a pearl.
Did you find it?
No.
You never find
any? I never did find no pearl, but I found a lot of slugs.
Gosh. Okay, well, let's ask some of these questions. Well, I'll talk to your mom about some of the things we talked about, like muscadine, how do you make muscadine wine, things like that, okay?
Well, Granny, how old were you when you got married?
I was, married the 28th of December, 1907, and I would have been 15 in February the 5th.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, how old were you when you started seeing Grandpa? When you started going out with him?
Oh, about a year before we married, I guess.
But did you know him all your life?
Or oh, yeah. Yeah.
Were you the same age? Were you the same
age? No, he's 7 years older than me. Hmm. And he worked with Daddy.
Your dad?
On the farm. Mm-hmm.
What did his parents do?
They farmed, too.
But he didn't work with his parents?
No, he got out on his own when he was 18 years old. Got out, hired out to people, you know, on the farm to help his daddy out.
Did you run away and get married, or?
No, I married at home.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
And you had brothers and sisters, right?
Yeah.
And everybody?
There was 8 of us children, and they're all living now, but one next to me is dead.
And they're all living right here?
All living now, no. You know, Tom and Sadie, you know them, they've moved to Memphis. Both of their husbands are dead. They lived in Detroit, and they both married up there. And they didn't have any children. They didn't have any nobody up there at all, but just friends. And they have moved back to Memphis, moved around the fort.
Hmm. I bet you're happy about that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Where is that book, Ronald? Oh, you've got it, don't you? Let me ask Granny some questions, and then you can ask them.
We're starting out this test, just make sure it's...
Okay, we're going to stop just for a second, Granny, okay?
Okay. Bonnie was a baby, and she was laying out in a chair on the
Bonnie?
Porch. That's my sister.
Oh, okay.
She was the baby. And there was 2 tramps. We used to have a lot of tramps, you know.
Did you?
Just, you know, they didn't have any home. They just visited around, and one... Jim Flannery and Bud Pettigrew.
And they were the 2 tramps?
And I was afraid of them, and they wouldn't harm a flea. They wouldn't harm nothing. And one of them come in and says, I'm going to take that baby off.
Oh, you're just kidding.
Like, they scared me to
death. And they were just kidding, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Granny, what kind of crops did Grandpa raise?
Corn and peanuts.
All his life?
And hay, raised some hay.
What did you have in a garden when you had a garden, or didn't you have
gardens? We had everything in the garden. We raised everything we eat, except